Today's guest, Duke's Jonathan Brewer, is presented by C.R. Crawford Construction. This podcast is powered by Lindsay and Associates.
This is Coach Jeff Williams, along with Coach Bray Cook and the Mouse Brent Bender. We're live here at the ARFCA Coaching Convention. Got one of our top-notch speakers here, Coach Johnny Brewer, offensive coordinator from Duke. Coach, welcome to the clinic and welcome to the show.
Yeah, I appreciate it. This is kind of full circle for me. I think probably about, I don't know, 20 years ago, somewhere around there, I actually came with Rob Bray.
Yeah. And the great Rob Bray.
I was the 20-year-old computer guy. I think I was actually like 18 at the time, and I was in charge of setting up the computer for him. And I think it malfunctioned. I think he got after me pretty good in front of everybody. So this is, I don't have a GA to get after if something goes wrong. So just be on me.
Because we know Rob is technically, I mean, he loves computers.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's
everything,
he's an all computers guy. He sets up everything. So now when I played, it was him. It was actually Bart McFarland's the only one that actually did all the stuff for us. But
Well, let's get into, you got an amazing career, and we followed it, and you're a kid from Arkansas. You're doing great things, but the journey's hard too to get where you're at right now and to stay where you're at. Talk to us growing up in Rogers, Arkansas, playing for Ronnie Peacock. Talk about Brad Bowden, Bart McFarland, those guys, and that staff, Rob Bray, and those guys. Talk to us a little bit. You know, your time experience there at Rogers and watching that program grow under Coach Peacock, who I think is one of the Hall of Fame type coach.
Yeah. I kind of grew up in Rogers before it kind of blew up. Yeah. My brother was an all-state quarterback before me. And then when he graduated, his head coach, Charlie Cooper, I don't know if you ever met Charlie, but he retired, and Ronnie Peacock got hired. And really, you talk about defining moments in our lives, and my life, that was a defining moment, him getting hired there, because I think it changed the trajectory for me. My family, and I got to be around Brad Boulding, Brian Little, Bart McFarland, Rob Bray, Perry Escalante was a coach on the staff there. We had just an unreal staff, but really Ronnie was such an influence in my life. And I played there, had a good career. Really didn't want to get into coaching. I wanted to be a marine biologist and go study sharks and do some weird other stuff. And I got into my freshman year, going into the summertime, and man, there's a hole in my heart. And I talked to Coach Peacock, said, hey, I think I want to go coach. And he said, well, hey, if you do this, this isn't like you're just going to show up on game day and have all the glory. You're going to be here and be my GA, essentially. And I was like, okay. I was young, so yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, shoot, I'll do it. And so he let me do that. And I essentially was his gopher for, I don't know, 4 years. And I got to do everything with him and was around him all the time, 24/7. I was either at school or I was at football, and did that. And it just really allowed me to make connections. And, that's where Rhett Lashley and Gus Malzahn, we were all connected there, coaching against him. And then I used to work the quarterback camps. Rhett and I would drive to Tulsa to work the quarterback camps and do that for Todd Graham. And you didn't get paid for those. I got a free hoodie or a free pullover that Coach we get done, and I'm working my butt off, and Coach Malzahn,
free hoodie and a pat on the back.
Oh, there's no doubt. And he'd bring me into the room and he'd go, all right, man, hey, you did a great job today. Because what he'd do, he would send me with about 30 guys, and him and Rhett would take about 2 to 3 guys over there. And he'd personally work them out. I'd have the whole group. I'm like, Coach, I'm about like 19 years old. I got these dudes thinking I'm a college coach. But he would give me just a pullover, say, hey, good job, and then send me on my way. But really got connected with those guys. And then, I got hired on at Rogers, did that, worked with Chad Harbison, and that was great. And then I got a call from Gus when he got the Auburn job. And him and Rhett offered me a GA job, and I get married, go on a honeymoon. I'm in a junior high basketball gym in Harrison, Arkansas, teaching layup lines or whatever, and I get a call from Rhett, said, hey, we just got the job. Do you want to be a GA? And I said, yeah, let me call my wife. I just got married. And so I call my wife. She starts crying. She had a whole life built for us in Rogers and what we were going to do. And she was going to be the volleyball coach and whatever. And I'll be the football coach someday. And the Lord just had a different path for us. And so I left her. And I said yes to the job. Was there on a Friday for an OV. I mean, I took off and drove to Auburn. And we used, funny story, we took all of our wedding gifts or gift cards, essentially. I mean, we're just two teachers, yeah. So we just our deal is gift cards, and we spent our money on our honeymoon, and so we had no money. So I used gift cards to drive down to Auburn, pulled up to a hotel down in Auburn, and you know, told the person at the front desk, said, "Hey, I'm gonna write you a check. Don't cash this till tomorrow, because I don't think it's gonna be like my wife's family's got to put some money in our account to get us going." But just fortunate, got hooked up there, and then so I get there, and I think I'm gonna be a quarterback's GA. You know, that's what I was, and offensive coordinator. You know, all that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, you know, they start walking you by the rooms who you're gonna work with, and I start passing Rhett's office and Damian Craig's office. I get to go in, and I got to be with JB Grimes.
Oh, well, great.
And so I was a GA for JB for 3 years. And I had no idea about offensive line play. I mean, I could just do the typical coordinator, you know, hey, you block down here, you do here, and you pull and do this. And like, there's no technique. I mean, you know, you're not teaching any of that stuff. And man, I got a doctorate in offensive line play. And I really, you know, JB taught me how to be a real coach. And taught me how to teach people what that means and how to do that on a day-to-day basis. I mean, that's what you have to do with offensive line. And he really changed me. And then, you know, I was with Coach Miles on for 4 years. And then Rhett and I took off and went to UConn, went up there for a year, then went to SMU for 2 years, had two great years for Sonny Dykes. And then went to Miami with Manny Diaz, which was an unreal experience where I got hooked up with Manny.
Talk to everybody about Manny. Manny's such a great guy. I mean, he's been here, spoke in this clinic, and you know, there at Miami, you know, he was connecting obviously his dude. Talk to the little audience about Manny Diaz as a person and a coach.
Yeah, Manny's a true players coach, cares about the players. He's very analytical. He knows scheme and ball, but has a great personal relationship. And I told Rhett this when I left, and I left SMU. It was a big deal because it was the first time I kind of left him in about 12 years. I've been with him for a long time, and you know, Manny's probably one of the only people I would have left to go work for, and I just truly trust him and believe in him and believe in what he does, not just for the players but for the coaches. And I just saw it firsthand in Miami. I was like, this dude is a true leader. And so he's a great guy, he's a great dude, and he's done great things for me.
Well, you're at Miami, you know, Rhett's going and boom, and you know, you're off to Duke. Talk a little bit about that breakup. I mean, you've been on that kind of like Eli.
Yeah.
You know, a lot like Eli, you know, was on that Malzahn tree and everything's going, and then the breakaway.
Yeah.
You got to go out on your own.
You got to go out on your own.
You kind of, that experience.
It's, you got to do something out of your comfort zone. I think it's, you know, in our profession, it's easy to stay and do what you do. And I love the staff I worked with at SMU. We had great kids, great coaches. I'd been around those guys for 4 or 5 years, Rob Likens and Garen Justice, guys like that. And, but it was time. It was time to go out and do my own thing. And I couldn't have picked a better spot, especially with the head coach I work for. And so I probably wouldn't have done it if it had just been some random person I didn't know. I believe in working for people you know, because they look out for you when times are bad. And so it was a right opportunity presented itself. It was the right opportunity for me to go and do it. And so it's been an awesome experience.
Well, great. And you got another Arkansans out there, Jeff Nord, Fort Smith Southside guy. That's your offensive line coach there at Duke. Y'all had a phenomenal year. Y'all played Brett and SMU, and I'm watching that game.
Yeah.
And the old block field goal, and it was a crazy night. I mean, that's the craziest game all year. It just like it wouldn't end. And you guys made great strides there at Duke, and Coach Cutcliffe, who's a you know, Hall of Fame coach, was there and did well. Talk, is there the challenges a little bit at Duke? You know, everybody, Duke basketball, but football in the ACC, they've been a factor for a long time.
Yeah, they have. And I think we're different.
Yeah.
We're different than everybody else. I think everybody else is really about just football and that. What can a player provide you in football? Duke, our players are more holistic. They have more than just who they are as a football player. Our guys are high academic, high character type of people. That's who we recruit to. And so you imagine you have a whole group of people that are highly intelligent, that work their butt off, that'll do what you ask them to do, and they pull in the right direction. And that's why we've been good in this era of NIL and all this other kind of stuff. We have a bunch of individuals, and we just have a team. And you just see it throughout it. Halfway through the season, you look at the trajectory of teams. They're either going up or they're going down. And if they've been projected really high and they ain't doing as good, then everybody starts breaking off. And you watch our guys, they don't even care. They just play the next play each game. And so it's been an unreal experience.
I mean, phenomenal. I mean, I keep up, because you know, I keep up with people more than I do teams a little bit. You know, like you're on there and Jeff and just watching you. Phenomenal year. Bray?
Something that, you know, on this podcast we've been talking about, I think it's very important that we address this, especially you being an Arkansas guy. Being from Rogers, where's the place to eat for you? When we know you're back in town, where's the spot that we'll find you?
I tell you what, I should get like free meals when I go to this place. I actually was on a Duke podcast when I got hired.
Yeah.
Right. You can imagine it's a guy from Arkansas showing up in North Carolina and they're like, you know, where do you go eat at? And I, without even hesitation, was Montanay Chicken.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys have been to Montanay Chicken. Yes. And people don't understand. It's like we had our birthday parties there, you know. I would go there. You'd go there, you get white bean soup right off the meal.
Oh, come on.
You get a salad. And then it's just family style. There's no menu, you know. And the only thing you choose is what dessert you want and where do they have in season. And I said, it's that good. And I tell the guys all the time. They had no idea. I promise you guys, it's one of the best food spots, I think, in Northwest Arkansas, but obviously in Rogers. So, yeah.
That's a perfect answer. Yeah. Great answer. The follow-up question. It's been cool to talk to coaches like you who've had so much success and, you know, who've been able to travel and get these incredible jobs like you have. And one thing I've noticed is that all these coaches, yourself included, are coachable. You know, you've gone through, you've worked with some great coaches. What's some great advice or some coaching tips that you really latched on to throughout your career?
Yeah, if you're just talking offensively, I do believe this. The offensive coordinator, if you're running an offense, I think you have to have a connection with the quarterback. It's not about the plays. I learned this from Coach Miles on. You guys know him as well as I do. It ain't about the plays. It's about the players and how can you execute those plays. And so I think the connection with the quarterback and sitting down, especially if you're a passing offense like we are, of knowing what he knows and having a comfortability like, hey, it's 3rd and 5 for the game. What play does he want to call? You know, and how does he see things? I think that's the biggest. I think a lot of coaches, they just show up and say, this is what we do. And you have to conform to me. And I'm a lot different. You know, we had a guy this last year that was a unbelievable arm talent, could throw the football. He was really good at RPOs, something we really hadn't done a lot of as much as we probably should have in the years past. And we majored in that. It's kind of what I'm talking about tonight. And that he just saw that stuff. And so you morph your offense because the quarterback is the number one position on your team, at least on offense. And so try to gear that and try to get the heads of your players. You know, the other deal is if you have good intentions, good things will happen. If you care about kids and you want to make them better, I just truly believe good things will happen. If you're in it for yourself, I've seen it too many times in this profession, it won't work. Eventually you'll get caught. You know, and so if you're in it for the right reasons, and that's where I was lucky about Ronnie Peacock. I mean, I would sit there at father's, I mean, the number one thing I ever did was father-son retreat. And you guys have seen that before, but it's unbelievable. It's life-changing. And to have that kind of experience was better than any win I ever had. I stood on the national championship field. I had the same feeling I had when I watched sons and dads hugs. Or dads get up on front of a fire and tell a story about their dad and start breaking down. And the same type of feeling. You're like, so it ain't about the wins, guys. It's about the kids. Yeah. And how can you develop kids? And so, you know, college is, you know, it is about the wins. I get it in college. But I do believe in if you invest in kids and you build it up the right way, you will win. And I think that's what you see at Duke. You know,
I'm going to piggyback off that. Do you think and we had Gus on, we've talked to, you know, a lot of guys that have coached Eli, that have coached been in high school, you know, and they're at major college. And you talked about getting your players, do what your players can do. Do you think that's a big time high school background? Because high school, you get what you get, you 100%. Know?
You don't get to go recruit well. But you only get what you get. When I was coaching, you only had what you had. So you had to develop young kids when they were 7th, 8th graders coming up through your program. But you only had what you had. So you had to morph for what you did. You know, I remember one year at Rogers, we had 2 quarterbacks go down. And we put in the dead tee. We had Cam Prock was our offensive coordinator. We put in the dead tee just to give us a chance to win. Yeah. This is what we have to do to win this game. Forget all our egos and what our name and our logo of what we do on offense. Because, you know, Ronnie was an air raid. We're going to throw it. You saw it live when you beat us in the state championship game. Like, we're going to throw it a bunch. And to change it to try to go win games doing this way. And so, whereas I think college is just, you know, no, this is the only thing I know. And this is what we'll do and move on from there.
Well, Coach Brewer, nice to meet you. We have a lot of good friends from Rogers. You know, you do have one thing that is very unique to you as a coach or two. You worked for a coach in Manny Diaz that left Temple undefeated.
Yes.
That's amazing accomplishment.
I mean, that's unreal. Yeah.
That is an accomplishment right there.
No doubt.
And I must say that this year, it's like, bam, bam, bam. You could be down by 14. Then the next time it comes through, you could be up by 10.
Yeah.
You know, it was just incredible how y'all did it on offense. And talk to me a little bit about the ACC of today. That is a very good league, that there's not that much of separation from the top tiers to the bottom. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, you know, this isn't the first stint in the league. You know, I was at Miami and I saw it firsthand. Every game you go into, there's not a lot of separation. I think we were 7-1 in fourth quarter, one score games. That kind of goes back to Dave Feely, our strength coach. If anybody ever gets a chance to want to go out and visit a strength coach, you come visit our guy. He's elite. But the ACC from top to bottom, I mean, the games are so close. I think the coaches do such a great job in the league. And, you know, like you said, we're in an overtime game against SMU that's playing in a playoff. We're in a late third quarter game against Miami. You know, we're in a fourth quarter game against Georgia Tech. You know, we're right there. And it's every game is just, can you bring it every game? And like I talked about, that goes back to culture and what you have. Because in the second half of seasons, when people have put they put expectations on you that have no bearing of what's happening, and all of a sudden you have to play through that, you know, what shows up from there. So,
well, let me ask this. I'm piggyback here talking ACC. Y'all's big rival kind of hired a big-time coach over there, Bill Belichick. And Mike Lombardi, we know Mike. And talk to us a little bit, that dynamic, you know, Coach Belichick coming in North Carolina, that ain't very far down the road.
No.
And that dynamic and, you know, NIL portal, how's that looking for you guys?
Yeah, you know, excited to have Coach Belichick in the league. It's pretty neat, you know, growing up and watching him with the Patriots and watching Tom Brady and all the things that they did. And I think it just shows, you talked about the ACC, bringing in a Hall of Fame coach in the ACC and it shows the caliber of our conference and people want to be here in our conference. So we're excited about that. Obviously, you know, we beat North Carolina last year, so that's a good thing, right?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
But no, you know, the NIL era, you know, that's, you know, we're extremely competitive in that. But people shouldn't want to come to Duke just because of that. They want to come for the culture, the academics, the betterment of who they could become at the end of their 4 to 5 years. And then, you know, the money's great on top of that.
Yeah. Do y'all have pretty good support? Let's kind of throw it out there. You know, Duke's a high academic school and there's people going out and getting big time jobs and giving back. Do y'all have a pretty good base?
Oh, yeah. We have our guys, you know, we do some, our guys do stuff that are a little bit different than normal schools. Our guys have a chance in the summertime to go out and do internships in New York, Washington, D.C., stuff like that, because of the connections of Duke. And so it's more so, hey, when you're my age, you're 37, and probably football is probably going to be over for you at some point during that lifetime right there. You got another 30 years you got to live. And what can the Duke degree do for you? What can the logo do for you as you walk in? And you played football there, right? You played at a high level there. It can accelerate your life. You guys know that.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Know that. Greg?
Yeah, so you're speaking here at the clinic. What are we going to learn? What are we going to hear? What are you going to cover?
You know, you guys have experienced this, and I've been a high school coach. I've sat in many of clinics before. You know, guys get up there, and I think there's a place for philosophy and culture and that kind of stuff.
This is next clinic.
This ain't it. Okay, so
we don't care about how many ice cream.
Yeah, no doubt. Stats don't matter. That stuff don't matter. That stuff does matter. I shouldn't say that, but you're going to get what we do in tempo, how we teach that stuff, tempo RPO, tempo shots, how we do our how you play fast. I think people talk about all the time, hey, we play fast. This is what we do, blah blah. But like, really, how do you get going playing fast? What does that look like? And what we've done over the last 5 years is, you know, there's really only two offenses in the country that do what we do. It's us and SMU, and so it's very unique. We present very complex problems to defense. There's going to be a lot of different formations and how you do that and how you mold that into an offense. That's what you're going to see today.
Speaking of formations, I mean, that's one when I say tape, when I'm watching y'all, that pops out. I mean, or do y'all do it like Andy Reid, where, you know, we come in weekly and what do you got this week, or, you know, or is it, how does that work? Because y'all do a great job as far as formation.
Yeah.
Are you copycatting off film? Or, you know, it works.
As good coach, you see stuff on tape. Yeah. You know, you're like, hey, this is I like this. This fits us. This fits what we can do. This fits what our quarterback is liking. You know, this last year, we maybe got in the empty world more. We had a gunslinging quarterback. That's what he liked to see in pictures like that. So we put in more tempo formations that were more empty that we had not done at SMU before. There's always stuff brought to the table, and I will put something in. that's probably my weakness, is if somebody brings something up. Yeah. Heck yeah, let's
go.
Let's go do it. Yeah. Let's try it. And then you get out there and you're like, nah, that don't look very good. we do, you know, we play in very exotic formations. If you watch us on tape, you're going to see everything from tackle over to bunch stacks, double stacks, tight ends with stacks. You're going to see a lot of that. And then you're going to see one thing we've kind of evolved to is a lot of shifts and trades. You know, we talk about that in dead ball scenarios, things when you're not playing fast. How do you make it complicated for defenses? How do you make kids talk? I think the big thing is, you know, kids now, they talk on their phones, right? And so how do you make kids communicate on the field, especially on the defensive side? They have to line up in this, shift to this. Oh, wait, it's under 15 seconds. And now you snap a play, something we do routine all the time. And so that'll be some of the stuff I get into today. We talk.
Well, Coach, we're excited about you being here, man. We're fired. I know Rob Brake's excited.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to work their computer today.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I'm going to make him sit up there. I'm going to make him sit there and be so.
Everybody's excited. It's 1,100 coaches here. And just you coming in, and we had Coach O on earlier, the buzz, and, the, you know, Coach Pittman, all the different coaches have come together. But we are extremely excited.
I think it just shows you about Arkansas, the state of football in Arkansas, I think, is top-notch. We were up in Northwest Arkansas recruiting, and I had my tight ends coach with me, and driving them around and showing them the facilities and things that people have here. We're very fortunate.
Yeah.
We're very fortunate in what has gone on in this state and the commitment to athletics in this state and coaches in the school. People don't understand that's a big deal, and the backing that athletics have in the state. And so a chance for me to come and share my knowledge, share something that's completely different. I don't think they're going to get anything like this they've ever seen before. They're probably going to look at me like, what the crap is this guy talking about? Which is cool. It's just great. Sometimes my players do that too. But it's neat. And then, get to hear and see you in person after beating us in the state finals.
Let me tell you this before we get on it. Every guy, we've had numerous guests, and all of them have cost me state championships. So it is nice to have somebody on.
Yeah, no doubt. You don't understand. It took 50 years to get to that point. there were some things went on that game. And I remember hugging Cody Kirby after the game. And I'm like, oh, man. You know, just how hard it takes to get to a state championship game. I don't care how good you are. Everything's got to go right. You know, I think we beat you guys earlier that year at Southside. It was a close game. I mean, I think it's the first time Rodgers had beaten Southside since like maybe the 90s.
Yeah.
And at Southside, and to do it twice in a season, it's hard.
Well, in the league's hard.
And y'all got on a roll. Y'all were a four seed, and y'all got on a roll, and y'all are playing really good. And you know, we had beaten Fayetteville and Bentonville to get there, and man, it's unreal. So.
That's what makes it great. So you got to line up and play the game. You never know
what's going to happen. It comes down to y'all hit a post right out of the middle field, kick a field goal with no time left, and it was just like, you, man.
I think we rushed for 32 yards that night. It's one of the defining moments of my life.
Yeah.
We
had a left tackle named Lee Zimba.
Yeah,
okay? You did. And Lee was an unreal player, right? You remember Lee?
Yeah.
And y'all did something that we had never seen before. Y'all didn't even put a guy over there on him.
Yeah.
You're like, nah, we're just going to let him not block anybody. We're sitting there going, what the crap? And, you know, we throw the ball. So it was like, all right, well, we'll just, you know, it kind of took him out of the game.
Keith Fipple, we lined up a four technique and we would go into A gap, you know.
Yeah.
And he told that kid, I'll never forget, he goes, you're a sacrificial lamb this week. He goes, it's okay if this guy puts you up at the press box.
Yeah, no doubt.
Just cutting the heads down.
No doubt, force everything out here.
And that poor guy at the game, he looked like he got in a gang fight. I mean, Lee Zimmer, he had bruises up and down. I said, but you did your job.
No doubt. Yeah. And you got to put a ring on after
there's
that.
There's a bag of ice and some aspirin. No, you did your job.
Hey, here's a sandwich. Get on the bus. Great job. Let's go.
Well, Coach, like I said, we're excited about you being here. You're back in Northwest Arkansas. We got a gift card from one of our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate
it. All-American Steakhouse. And we got a T-shirt. Going to get you.
Man.
Got a big mug for you over here on the side.
Oh, man. Thank you guys so much. But appreciate it.
Congratulations on coming in.
Appreciate you.
I got a question for you. Do you get to go to, are you a Cameron crazy?
I'm not a Cameron. I am a Cameron crazy because you go to that facility and how elite the venue is. And it's something you see growing up on TV and you go into it. Every game sold out. Every game.
Do you take your shirt off?
No. Trust me, nobody wants to see that. Trust me, not even my wife. I can promise you that. So, no, but, you know, Coach Diaz gets hired. And one of the things you got to do when you get hired, you got to shoot a free throw, right? In front of everybody.
Oh, my God.
And if you've ever played, you know, basketball with Coach Diaz, because we believe in staff unity and playing noon hoops. He gets up there, bam, hits it right off the bat.
Yeah, I saw that on TV.
No, it's unreal. I said, how nervous were you? Oh. You know, he's like, nah, I was good. He trusted his shot. Oh, my God,
I've been scared to death.
No, there's no doubt. I probably would have airballed it.
Can I get a redo?
Can I get two? It was on a layup.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming on, man. We'll look forward to it. Let's do you tonight, buddy.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right, buddy.